Hello students, let's start chapter number 5, techniques for providing human touch to the brand on social media. Now you all might be having a question, how on social media the human touch can be created by the brands. So there are certain techniques which can be discussed in this chapter. Now objective of this chapter or session would be to understand how brands create authentic customer connections, explore the key strategies for adding human touch to the digital marketing, and we will again discuss some of the case studies where the brand has created an impact of the human touch through social media. Introduction to humanizing the brands on social media. Digital interactions lack in the personal experiences of traditional stores. Social media provides an opportunity to build trust and authenticity. The importance of human touch in social media. Customers prefer a brand that engaged with them in personal way. Emotional connections lead to a stronger brand loyalty and engagements. Now, using a storytelling for emotional engagements. Storytelling creates a deeper connections with an audience. An example, Airbnb's customer experience stories increases the trust in the host, which is actually helping the other people to find the right place for their stay. Conversational and personalized content. A human-like tone makes a brand relatable and engaging. An example, Wendy's. Humorous Twitter interaction boosts the brand affinity in the market, which is actually helping the Wendy's to grow in a different way. Engaging the users generated content. Now in social media language, we call it as a UGC. UGC is mostly helps the customers to feel like a part of the brand community. An example, we might have seen a lot with Coca-Cola's hashtag share a Coke campaign drew a high engagement on multiple social media platforms, which has helped the company to grow on a different scale. Leveraging a live video and interactive content. Live question and answer sessions, behind the scenes clips, and AMAs, Ask Me Anything, increase the transparency of the product and services of a brand. There's a company name called Tesla. We have already discussed, but again, we will take an example of Tesla because Tesla is doing on a larger scale of AMS. The Tesla's live vehicle showcase on YouTube and Twitter, now recently it is called as X, has helped the Tesla to have an interactive content with the targeted audience. Engaging with the customers through comments and replies. Now, quick personalized responses build a trust and credibility. Example, there's a company name called Zappos. Excellent Twitter-based customer support is used so that customers are getting more engaged and people are getting more personalized because the brand is personally sending a message or replying it back, and that has helped the company to grow. Building trust through transparency and authenticity. Sharing a real employee stories and behind-the-scene contents, which will always build a trust in the minds of the targeted audience. Example, where the Google workplace culture post on Instagram, which helps the people to understand the workplace of Google, and according to that, people started believing and trusting on the Google multiple services and products. Using influencers and brand advocates. Micro influencers create a genuine product recommendations. An example, ASOS insider program promotes fashion authentically. Social media listening for a brand sentiments analysis. Tracking conversation helps the brand adjustments their messages. An example, Netflix uses Twitter feedback to improve their recommendations to their targeted audience. AI-powered chatbots with a human touch. AI chatbots can stimulate a human conversation for better engagement. The Sephora's, the chatbot for a makeup recommendation. Sephora is one of the best brands in the market, which is actually building a business on social media a lot, which is helping the people to get recommendations which makeup is better and what XYZ. Now let's understand a small case study of Starbucks where the consumer exchange engagement strategy is used through social media. Starbucks use a social media poll and interactive stories to involve a customer. The outcome of this usage of social media to involve customers into stories, it helps the customer increase the customer participation in product decisions, which has helps and insights to Starbucks to improve their product line, and many multiple things. Now, there is one more case study of Patagonia's social responsibility branding. Patagonia's environmental advocacy resonates with socially conscious customers, which has helped the company to boost the brand loyalty and in word of mouth in marketing. This has helped Patagonia to increase more brand identity in the market. Emotional marketing and cause-based campaigns. Brand supporting social causes strengthens the emotional bonds. Example, Nike's You Can't Stop Us campaign promoting diversity, which has helped Nike to promote their brand products in a different diverse sections of globe. Interactive social media campaign. Now, there are multiple ways where companies can use this interactive social media campaign. One of the most important nowadays, it is in a trend, that is gamification and the contest, which makes people engage, which makes people think, which makes people understand and react. Encourage the audience to participate into the gamification and the contest, which helps the company to understand more insights. An example, Spotify wraps the interactive annual campaign, which helps the Spotify to understand which type of rap, which type of raps are more famous, which type of rap people are liking, which type of people, whether people are having knowledge about the raps and many more things. These things are giving an understanding and analytics for Spotify to create more recommendations in personalized way. Now, how to measure an impact of humanized social media marketing? The key metrics is engagement rate. We can easily check how many people are reacting, how many people are liking, how many people are getting engaged, and multiple things. Customer sentiments, how people are reacting on one statement, how people are reacting, whether it is positive, whether it is negative, whether sentiments are good, sentiments are bad, and many more things. And third, and most, conversation rate. Whether the promotion is helped the company to understand or to make the things in a profitability index. Now, there's an example. Airbnb's UGC, user-generated content-driven campaign, increases the trust and booking. Now, this has actually helped Airbnb a lot, because people have started trusting and believing on the host, and they have started using Airbnb on a larger scale across the globe. And this is something which has helped Airbnb to grow a lot. Challenges in maintaining the human touch. Balancing the automation with personalized engagement. Overcoming a negative feedback and crisis management on social media. Summary and key takeaways from this chapter. Humanizing brands leads to deeper customer relationship. Second, personalization, storytelling, and engagement drive social media success a lot, that we have seen through multiple examples of Airbnb, Starbucks, and multiple brands like Tesla, and many more things. So I hope you all have understood how it is going to help the company to create a humanized touch from this chapter through social media marketing. Thank you.